building up the city they're in. Oh, our fans are the best. Oh, the dog pound. Oh, we know when we come to Cleveland, you guys are going to have our backs. And then they say all the same things in the next city.
I think a lot of that stuff doesn't work unless they're here. Like Miles, I actually believe it. I think
David Njoku.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, he's turned it around completely.
Perfect example. Perfect example. Perfect example. But Miles is one of those guys, like, before I was like, hey, man, we're going to have to reckon with him not finishing his career here. I'm like, well, he still may not. We'll see how this season goes and then the next year. But at the same time, I'm like, well, he is part owner of the Cavs, and he seems to like that house he has out in the suburbs, and maybe he would keep a residence here. I'm not sure. Like, I think you have to earn it now as a player more than you used to. I think when you and I first started here at the Fan in 2011, like, it was a guy would get drafted, here's your dossier on Cleveland. And it was come out and say dog pound in the thing, and, mm-hmm. and off we go. I think over the last 13 years, tastes have changed with Browns fans and with Cleveland fans in general. I think they've seen guys, LeBron coming back, I think, is part of it, where he did not have to come back and he came back. I think they've seen guys actually earn their trust or their admiration, and I do think they kind of hold him to a different standard here. And again, it's totally different. Like some people, why don't you support Deshaun? They didn't draft the guy. They did not draft the guy.
There's been plenty of other guys. There is a huge difference.
And I know there's a different set of baggage that comes with him. But you know when you trade for a guy, it's different. It just is. Jose Ramirez came up through our system, and then he decided to stay. We love him. If they would have traded for Jose Ramirez, it's there. Look at Lane Thomas. I'm sure Lane Thomas is a really nice guy. I mean, people couldn't say anything nice about that guy a few weeks ago. Really terribly mean things. About Lane, when you don't draft a guy or you trade for him, you, the organization, have told me I should like this guy. He is not fulfilling his obligation. Ergo, it's a business agreement between us, and I'm going to treat you as a business, and I don't like
this. This is what has been really impressive with Donovan Mitchell, who this city, we did not draft him. He came over. A lot of people were telling you nationally he's just going to leave in a few years, and now he's signed, and now he's still in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And he's coming to the Muni lot before the Browns games. Like, Donovan Mitchell's doing it the right way.
Didn't finish on our side, though, for that. If they go to the Muni lot before this Browns game, are you going to be nervous?
Oh, well, yeah, well, because Miles was there, too.
Didn't go our way.
And they were having a party.
It wasn't like he was doing beer bongs out there before they went out and played the Dow. Maybe it would have helped. I'm not sure.
I know. Yo, but that's why these players sometimes can't win with fans, because I absolutely saw fans go, oh, Miles, where were the big plays in the third quarter? Where were the big plays? Maybe if you weren't in the Muni lot before the game, maybe you'd still, you know, be able to go out there and make a difference. Like, you can never win.
You don't like my answer.
You never win.
That's part of the entertainment. That's part of what you pay for. That's part of what you pay the big prices for the seats. That's part of what you'll pay for the new stadium. That's part of what it is. That's the entertainment. It's an entertainment business. There's guys like James Harrison out there who would just, tap the sign on his locker that says Friday when he'd speak to the media and wouldn't say anything to anybody, wouldn't say boo to a goose. And then there's guys like Myles Garrett who will do the whole thing with Donovan Mitchell, let Donovan Mitchell play the keg bowling with the Browns bunch over there? Yeah. It's guys like that. That's part of what goes with it. Because it's still as serious as it's taken. And it is taken seriously. It is their lives. The best ones know, hey, we're still in an entertainment business. 216-474-0092. You could ask, you can't ask Tech Schramm that anymore because he's dead, but you could have asked him that. All right, let me get to Curtis in Cleveland. I got to play this audio. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, Ken, how you doing?
Doing wonderful. Go right on ahead, Curtis.
Hey, man, you know I grew up in the 80s watching Bernie Kosar and all these guys with these big members, these quarterbacks, everyone, Jim Kelly and Dan Marino. You just sit at home and watch him and Elway in the championship every year. You know, and the guy never threw more than 20 touchdowns in the season. We don't need numbers. We want wins. And if you're going to go down into the stadium and boo a guy like Deshaun Watson that's 9-5 in Cleveland, be careful.
Well, I'm at the point.
If you're doing that in front of Browns fans, be careful.
Uh-oh. Well, wait a minute. What if you're wearing a Browns jersey and you're booing him and he ain't playing well?
If you're booing the quarterback that's 9-5, that beat the crap out of Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson, what they brought me to do, and you're doing it in Cleveland Stadium with all that beer down there, be very careful.
Now, Curtis, I don't know. Is this the same thing I got about Section 142 on the internet?
It probably is.
Over there,
yeah.
At Progressive Field, I can't call the Guardians, according to one fan.
Got
to
call them something else.
We're going to be it's going to be fisticuffs. He's gonna demand satisfaction out of me. folks, don't lose touch with the baseball races. Now, you better not lose touch now. I mean, hell, they could clinch a playoff spot today. If you lose touch now, I guess there's no helping you. Cleveland is battling for a first round bye. Follow all the news on 92.3 The Fan and the Free Odyssey app presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how online at T-Mobile.com/switch. Brian Callahan was asked about his quarterback the other day. He is the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. His quarterback is Will Levis. About a bad decision Will made, and Brian did not pull any punches.
I think the camera caught it pretty clear, if I had to guess. I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
Very strong commentary from Brian Callahan down there, which does sound a lot like his father. I said to you that if Kevin Stefanski said that after a Browns game, that people would be calling for Kevin Stefanski's head. A lot of people disagreed. They said they'd be saying that that's a ticket for Deshaun Watson out of town. Am I right or is Lima right? 216-474-0092. You just heard that clip. If Kevin Stefanski said the same thing, because you and I, like, we took it right up to the bell yesterday on that clip. Like, I think you're nuts. I think people would be saying, if the head coach of the Browns said that, I think the majority of our calls, whether or not that's the majority of how Browns fans think, I'm going by the calls. I think the majority of the calls would not feel the same way that you do. I think that they'd be calling for Kevin Stefanski to go.
Well, I guess I would ask, when it comes to...
Because it'd be so out of character. It's almost like you're dropping gasoline in a fire.
Well, right, but I would say, because it's so out of character, I think the one thing everybody's holding out hope is, if you still are holding out hope that Watson and the Browns could coexist, they can make this work and get the best of Watson week in and week out, is that the team still has hope and the coaching staff still has hope. If you heard Stefanski talk like we just heard Callahan talk, I have people would be saying that team and that organization has given up on Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
And if they have,
I think
then
that
why shouldn't the fans?
It's hard to disagree with that, but I think the fans would know. The fans might, but I would also look at the amount of money that's still owed and go, man, it's very hard to get out of these things. It's very hard to move on.
Yes, it is.
And I just think a lot of fans would pick. I think a lot of fans would have to pick the quarterback. Now, I would probably pick the head coach because it would be out of character for him to do so. I think he'd had plenty of opportunities over the first 4 years, no matter who his quarterbacks or his players were. I mean, he could have went out there and said everything he wanted to about Jadeveon Clowney, and he didn't do it. And Jadeveon Clowney made a concerted effort to make this thing a mess at the time that he was ending his time here in Cleveland. He could have done all that. He didn't do that. So if he were to come out and say it, I think a lot of people would be going, this is crazy. You haven't even given this quarterback a chance. Whether or not I believe that or not, I'm just telling you what I think people would say. I'd be very surprised if most of the people were to call in and say that they would be demanding that Watson would be gone. I think if you wouldn't demand it, Watson would be gone, I think they'd just be demanding all of them be gone instead of just Stefanski or Watson or anything.
They'd probably get some of that too. They'd want a clean slate all the way around.
Tony and Parma, you're next up on The Fan. Hello, Tony.
Hey, it's Tony, a first-time caller.
Glad to have you. Go ahead, Tony.
No, I think that if it came up on there and if Kevin came on there and said the same thing, I think everyone would get behind him. I think everyone's tired of Deshaun, and I think everyone would back Kevin on that.
So you would if you heard Kevin say that, you would say it's time for Deshaun to go.
I don't think it's time to go, but I think that we would back up his comments that, you know, he's not playing well. If he made a bad decision, or, you know, on that third down the last game, if he would have thrown a stupid pick, we would have got behind him. Boy, if he would have made the same comment.
I am okay. That's the one. I'm really surprised by that, Tony. Thank you very much for the call, Josh and Berea. Josh, who do you agree with here?
What's up, brother?
Who do you agree with?
I guess I agree with Lima. He's in the camp of people would rally behind Stefanski if he said comments like that, right? Yeah. Well, I'm with them.
I mean, he's a two-time coach of the year, but I'm going with what the callers would say. I'm very surprised by this.
Isn't Stefanski one of the reasons why people are high on the Browns too? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why a lot of the fan base still believe that Watson can, you know, turn it around, and why they looked at last week's game and said, hey, there's promise, because that was a Stefanski playbook the first 15 plays. And we saw the ball moving. And then after that, we didn't. I don't know what happened. That kind of has been the way it's been with Stefanski, if you want me to feel, but I'm not trying to bash him. But I think at the end of the day...
Wait a minute. You're not trying to bash Kevin?
I'm not trying to bash him. I'm just saying...
I didn't take it that way.
First 15 plays. Yeah, okay, cool. I didn't want... Huh. I'm not a Stefanski hater. He won me over last year.
You're good.
But yeah, I would rally behind him personally. But also, I'm a little mad about the goalpost movement we're doing here, okay?
We got a Nick Wilson on our hands.
I rarely agree with him, but I think I agree with him when it comes to the goalpost movement.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Because it's just like, let's keep the same energy. I mean, I don't think every person during the Baker era who were negative against Baker were just being negative because, like, I don't like him. That wasn't the guy I wanted, and we need him out of here. I think it was like, I'm sure when he had a good game, some of them were like, yeah, come on, follow that up with another one. Be consistent. And I think most Browns fans, if you were just a fan, despite all the whatever, the news with Watson, when you found out that the Browns convinced Watson to come here, we were all excited. We were all excited. So I don't think there's a problem to still have that expectation. And I'm just hearing a lot of people on the radio moving the goalpost, and I think the goalpost is even... Sorry, go ahead.
Do you feel I've moved the goalpost?
I feel like everyone's moving the goalpost. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to call you out, but like we're even having...
You don't need to apologize.
Diehard Chiefs fans, Owen, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm going to have to call you out.
You don't need to apologize to him either.
I'll just kick you, so what?
You guys were saying that they didn't open up the playbook for Patrick Mahomes when he first started. Patrick Mahomes' first year, he started through 50 touchdowns. In his first 2 weeks, he threw 10. He was dropping touchdowns
galore. We were talking about freelancing in the playbook, though. We were talking about doing his own thing.
You telling me 10 touchdowns? He
was staying to the playbook, Josh. He was staying to the plays that were called for
six
him.
Six touchdowns is the playbook, so
the playbook was. Most coaches go out and try to score touchdowns, Josh. What is that news?
But you're telling me is every quarterback in the NFL is just following the playbook if they can score six touchdowns?
When
they first start in the NFL, yes.
Well, Patrick Mahomes has even admitted that he couldn't read a defense.
You want
we'll
the MVP?
Hold on.
Now wait a minute. Do you have a leather vest on over there?
No.
We can't just go kicking everybody.
No, I've got a Guardian sweater on.
Okay,
right now.
That's right. Yeah, because you're going to take your kids to Guardians game, right?
Official dugout collection.
Good. It doesn't have the wing thing on it, does it? The Poly Walnuts logo. I can't fit my fat ass into the other stuff. But either way, you're allowed to have a little Cheeto dust on there. That's okay. I don't think I've moved the goalpost. I think I've had to move the goalpost because of reality. There. Does that make sense? I'm trying to be realistic about him. I think that he is not the same quarterback he used to be. I think to believe that is a hope that I'm just not willing to have. And if you do, God bless you, I'm not going to do it. And I think that if you continue to just believe that he's not worth the money because of that play, you are never going, ever going to be happy about any win ever until he's gone. And maybe you are one of those folks, and if you're listening to this, thank God you are, because it'd probably be a pretty sad existence every single Monday if they win and when they win. I just need him to be a solid, sturdy quarterback. When they get to October 13th or the week of October 13th, getting ready for that Eagles game, I think my tenor will change. But on Sunday, don't turn the ball over. Take control of the offense. Grow from last week's performance. It should be sunny, right? It won't be rainy. Like it was down
cloudy, that was it.
Okay, so it might be a little bit cloudy, but other than that, it's going to be fine. So grow from last week's performance.
At what stage,
and I will
though,
be here and Kenny, measured and fine on
at
Monday.
At what stage will that not be part of the calculus? Yeah, like every coach says, yeah, don't turn the ball over. But eventually, you know, the best of the best.
Probably October 13th.
Okay, that's all I'm wondering, because eventually there's got to be some semblance of just play the position the way it's supposed to be played.
We got some breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. This is very, very good here. Jim Donovan, named to the 2024 Class of Browns Legends. He's going to join kicker Phil Dawson in the 2024 class, set to be inducted on September 22nd. This is an official release from the Browns and Kelsey Russo, who's their staff writer over there at ClevelandBrowns.com. This is wonderful quote. I get the honor to inform you that you will be joining me in this year's class. You will officially be a Cleveland Browns legend, Phil Dawson said on the call to Jim Donovan when he called Jim Donovan to let him know. So Jim Donovan will be inducted with the legends. Jim said, quote, Phil, that's unbelievable. That is so great. That's a great honor. What an honor to go in at all, but to go in with you, wow. There you go. So September 22nd, coming up this Sunday against the New York Giants, Jim Donovan, Phil Dawson, both going into the Browns Legends. That's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful, and obviously very well deserved. I think it goes without saying. Outstanding.